Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1204. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Listeners often want to know what my background is, since I use the term Dr. Neil. Doctor is not just a nickname. I actually do have my Doctor of Public Health degree, where my emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree, where my emphases were health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been actually teaching in higher education for, over 13 years now. I'm full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed research, presented at national conferences, and I've been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on all things I talk about on this show. All right, but enough about me. Let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life. Now, today's question came to me via email. Hannah writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I've been listening to your podcast for about 3 years, and it's made such an impact on my life and the people around me. Thank you for taking the time to do all your research to help educate us and improve our overall well-being. With that being said, I do have a twofold question. What workouts do you recommend for someone who works on their feet 12 to 14 hours a day, 5 days a week? And should we take it easy and just rest during our 2 days off? I've tried to implement workouts throughout my week, even if it's only for 30 minutes, but there are days where I can feel my body hit exhaustion, but I still want to be in good shape and be strong. Thank you again for all you do." Thank you, Hannah, for taking the time to send me your question, and thank you so much for listening to the show and for your kind words. I'm thrilled that you find the show so helpful. Now, I actually get this question quite often. I'll start with the good news first. The fact that you're on your feet, moving for most of the day, means that you're already ahead of the game. Meaning, most of us have sedentary jobs, you know, jobs that require us to sit in front of a screen most of the day. I include myself in this list, by the way. So the fact that you're on your feet 12 or more hours a day means you're getting way more regular activity than the majority of Americans. But here's the not so great news. What you're describing is what we refer to as unstructured activity, meaning you're not moving for a structured period of time consistently. Instead, you're moving when the job calls for it. Other times, you may be standing or you may be seated. Plus, the aim of all this movement isn't to necessarily improve your cardiovascular fitness or your muscular strength and endurance. It's to make sure that your job gets done. Now, please know that I completely understand the fatigue you must feel after spending over 12 hours on your feet. But at some point, the body gets used to this. On the other hand, structured activity is performed with the aim of improving fitness. It's time dedicated to making your heart and lungs stronger and your muscles bigger. That's what we need to start incorporating. Now, earlier this week, I talked about how most health agencies recommend that adults participate in at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity each week. Remember, moderate intensity physical activity means your breathing rate will increase. You can have a conversation, but you couldn't sing. Think brisk walking or a light jog. We have to ask, does this happen regularly when you're on your feet working? If not, it means we have to carve out some time each week to get that heart and breathing rate up, If you want to cut that time down to 75 minutes a week, you could amp up the intensity. Vigorous intensity activity means that you're working at an intensity that makes it difficult to talk. Think running, walking briskly or jogging up a hill, sprinting, skipping rope, rowing, bicycling, or swimming at a fast pace. You get the idea. And to really balance things out, it's a good idea to dedicate a couple of days per week to resistance training to strengthen not only your muscles, but your bones as well. Now, not to overwhelm in any way, but tossing in some stretching every now and then would be the icing on the exercise cake. Okay, that metaphor doesn't really work here, but you get the idea. Now, Hannah, you mentioned that on some of your days off, you spend about 30 minutes working out. This is great. But you also mentioned there may be some days that you simply need the rest. The most important thing when deciding whether or not you need some much-needed R&R or whether it's time to put on those running shoes is to be honest with yourself. Are you truly physically exhausted, or are you mentally or emotionally exhausted? Mental and emotional exhaustion can sometimes present as physical exhaustion. But in these cases, participating in some structured physical activity can help relieve that mental and emotional exhaustion. But if you're truly physically exhausted, then yes, listen to your body and take it easy. But remember, taking it easy doesn't mean relaxing on the couch binge-watching Money Heist. Instead, it could mean a moderately paced walk. If you're feeling a bit more energized and you have 30 minutes to spare, see if you can amp up the intensity of your workout. This will make those 30 minutes more efficient. So here's the deal. When you're used to spending most of your day on your feet, it can be difficult to find the energy to participate in structured physical activity. But it's still important to find the time and muster up the energy to do so. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And thank you again so much for the question, Hannah. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. If you want to send one in via audio, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.